But on the line, we have a special guest, Jamaica Miles. Are you there?
I am here. Good evening.
Good evening. So glad you could join us. Listen, I was so excited. Last week I was at your panel discussion, and I told you that, you know, I really thought it was a well-organized, balanced presentation with all of the speakers that you had there. You know, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you feel post-panel discussion.
Well, it's always a sigh of relief, right?
Right? Yeah, of course.
You got something going on. You're like, oh, okay, it's done. But what always is amazing is the number of new faces and individuals that, you know, either didn't know or they had a little bit of information, but then they get more information and are excited and want to be involved. So that's always the piece that gets me, no matter how many times we have conversations, no matter what the issue is on. There are always still more people that it's the first time hearing it and they're ready to take action.
Well, you know, I just want to let you know that I uploaded a picture of Jermani Williams and you and your beautiful baby that was in your arms. So adorable. So that's up
Thank
on our that's up
you.
On our site. I was just really impressed with, you know, the candor of all of the panelists. And particularly Jermani Williams, because he sort of told his story about who he was, African-American male, obviously, with Tourette's syndrome, which
yes.
I had no idea.
And ADD.
And, right. And he and a self-described knucklehead, I think is what that's how he defined it himself, as a knucklehead.
Yes, he did. I've heard him talk a couple times, and he always comes up front and says, you know, listen, this is, if you see me shaking a little bit, you don't have to offer me water. I'm okay.
Right.
I have Tourette's and ADD, and it's great for him to, you know, put that out there. But really, I think about it, like, it's for us.
Yes.
It's not for him, because he's done all of this. He's lived his life, and he talked about how supportive his mother was when he was in public school.
Right.
And the challenges that he faced, and being able to not just keep moving forward, but then choosing his career path and being involved and being an activist, right? Being an organizer, as he says, before it was popular because of Barack Obama.
Right.
And then becoming a city council member and passing the most legislation that has impact on lives every single day.
Well, I really admired, I hear your son or daughter in the background. They are more than welcome to chime in on our show. I really admired the fact that he said his mom really advocated for him. And I thought that message resonated with the crowd, including the other panelists, Jackie Williams, also talking about advocating for her adopted child. And you know, right now we're in an environment where I think it's difficult for people, single parents, people who don't have a lot of experience with the educational system. I think it's difficult for them to feel empowered to go to the school and advocate for their children.
And also the fact that, you know, the system or the man or whatever you want to call it, but it exists, has intentionally year after year for decades, for hundreds of years, looked for ways to discourage it, to prevent us from being involved, to say that, you know, we're not going to bend so that you can be engaged. We're going to define what engagement looks like. And if you can't live up to that, then it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
So because more parents are becoming involved and saying, no, I am engaged in my child's education. And just because it doesn't look like what you think it should, doesn't mean I'm not. And it allows for us to have those conversations
Right. And
really just do better.
And the whole connection, the theme of your panel discussion was schools, not jails, correct?
Mm-hmm. Because we know that there is a school-to-prison pipeline that makes life that much more difficult for poor Black and brown students, especially Black and brown students, pushing them out of our schools and into our criminal justice system
Right.
at ages before 14, right? People think, oh, well, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds. No, they're being engaged in those systems early on. There was a third grader that a grandmother shared her story with me that took a water gun to school and was suspended because that school had a zero tolerance for weapons in the building. It was a water gun.
Right.
Third grade. I mean, how old is a third grader? 8, 9 years old?
Correct. But, you know, we've seen police officers gun down small children around the nation because mm-hmm. they had a toy gun or they were thought to have a weapon. And so I just wanted to have you on before we broadcast your piece and just say thank you for all the hard work that you do in the community. And so if you want to stay on the line and listen, please feel free. I'm going to pass it to my co-host, Bosch Jr., and he's going to read the intro into the panel discussion, and then we'll broadcast.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you, Ms. Miles, for an outstanding, informative interview. You are a true treasure to the Capital District. Okay. Last week, Citizen Action of Albany hosted a community forum and panelist discussion at St. John's Church of Albany entitled School, Not Jail Panel Discussion and Community Forum. The panelists were Jamani Williams, New York City Council member, Jackie Williams on Steering Committee for Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration, and Demi Farley, Advocate for Educational Reform in Schenectady, New York.
Thank you for coming out. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here today at the Schools Not Jails panel discussion and community conversation. And the reason it's a panel discussion and a community conversation, because it's not enough for us to just sit up here and have a conversation amongst ourselves, but we need to hear from all of you. What are the questions you have or the feedback about the conversation, so that we can come up to real solutions that are facing our local communities. And I say our local communities because there are people here from inside and outside of the city of Albany, right? The Greater Capital District is represented in this room today, not just because Damani and I are from Schenectady. all day. So I'm going to read my little spiel here. Many of you may already know that Citizen Action of New York, which I am a proud staff member of and a dues-paying member of, has endorsed Cynthia Nixon for governor and Jamani Williams for lieutenant governor. Tonight's panel discussion and community conversation is not a political event. Tonight we're here to talk about issues and talk about solutions to those issues. None of the panelists or other co-sponsoring organizations are making an endorsement simply by participating. We're all up here because we want to talk about the issues of education and criminal justice reform, and I am surrounded by advocates who have a long standing of action and knowledge on those issues. And if you are interested in being more involved with Citizen Action of New York, there are all kinds of registration papers over there. If you want to be involved in electoral work, you can sign up for that. If you want to be a member of our Women of Color Committee, which meets every single month, there's a paper for that. We also have a Resistance Committee, that's right, Resist, that meets on Tuesdays. And also, please be sure to consider being involved in the other co-sponsoring organizations. Big thank you to Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration for being a co-sponsor tonight, as well as the Center for Law and Justice, which is just down the street from here, and Alliance for Quality Education, also known as AQE. I want to say thank you to Greater St. John's Church of God in Christ for allowing us to have this discussion here. And I also want to be sure to say thank you one more time to all of you for being here and being a part of this discussion. We're going to start with the panel discussion, as I mentioned, and then open it up for comments and questions from all of you. Our panelists tonight are Damani Williams. Wow, that was fun. Damani Farley. Three more times. Damani Farley, who is an education and outreach consultant, as well as a community leader in the city of Schenectady. And to my left, Jackie Williams, who's on the steering committee for Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration. And then to my far left, New York City Council member Jamani Williams. And I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves, and I will start with Damani.
Okay. Damani, we're going to do this a lot today. I'm just prepared. Okay, so my name is Damani Farley. Most importantly, I am a parent of two amazing young men in Schenectady City Public Schools. I've been working with education justice, culturally responsive learning environments for maybe the past 4 or 5 years. I've worked a lot consulting in the nonprofit sector around meaningful community engagement. And I'm just happy to be here, and I look forward to a real productive conversation. I mean, I have to leave here with some goals and some action steps to really impact our youth and our families.
I apologize, someone had pointed out, Superintendent Kawita Adams was not able to join us tonight. Originally, she was a firefighter on the fire, but it turns out she is not able to join us this evening.
Hi, I'm Jackie Williams, and I currently live in South End of Albany. I'm a parent, a grandparent, and a great grandparent. Education has been a vital part of my family story since before I was born. I come from a mother and father whose families were enslaved in the South. Both were illiterate in the sense that they could not read and write. They did have preachers among their ancestors who may not have read or written, but they memorized. And they were the ones who were tasked with taking messages from one place to the other. So learning to listen carefully was something that was instilled in my family. I read and wrote before I went to school. So the topics of education are extremely, extremely important to me, and I'll be very happy to be sharing some of those thoughts as we move along. I've been on the steering committee of CAMI for the last couple of years, and we'll be sharing some of the issues we've been involved in, are involved in, want to be involved in, and need your help with. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. My name is Jamani Williams. And Jamani, strangely enough, my aunt called me Jamani when I was 17. Kind of getting used to it. As I mentioned, I'm a council member from Brooklyn, New York. I've been a councilman for 9 years, about 10 years ago. Ran against an incumbent, told her I couldn't do it. We did it, and we've been trying to cause as much trouble as possible in 9 years in the city council and in the city. The school not jail is kind of title really, I believe, sums up a viewpoint that encapsulates a lot of different things. And many people say it, but it's not backed up by actions. And I'm one who always believes that I don't want to reform the system. I think the system is working how it's designed to operate. And so it's about changing the entire system, in my opinion. I always say that if the founding fathers woke up, they would say, I don't know why there's a, we had a black president, I don't know why women are voting, but otherwise not too bad. We kind of push along what we have put forth. So it's really about changing the whole system so that we can have true equity and justice. And I think that starts a lot about what we're talking about here tonight. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Lavonia Mallory from 105.3 FM in Troy, New York. We're an independent radio station.
Okay.
And we are so glad you came.
Oh, thank you so much, 105.
So listen, tell me something. You know, when you were talking about the fact that you were a knucklehead, you had Tourette's, and your mom was fighting for you in the school system.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and now you're running for
Lieutenant Governor.
Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah.
What's your mom think about it?
I mean, so my nicknames were Promotion and Doubt and Needs Improvement all through high school. But she didn't want me to actually get involved with politics. My first love was acting, so she preferred that. But now she's extremely supportive.
Okay.
And I'm sure she's very proud of what her two knucklehead children have turned out to be.
What do you think your chances are of beating Governor Cuomo?
Well, I'm running against Kathy Hochul, the lieutenant governor. So people don't know you can run. It's a separate thing.
Okay.
But I think they're really good. The vision that we have for the office is really catching on. And so we're asking folks who can help out in whatever way to go to the website, JemimaWilliams.com. We're not taking any corporate funds, so $10, $20, we're trying to show that activist energy can defeat millionaire dollars. And also we need people to knock on doors and make phone calls, but it's going really well so far.
Do you think that the stuff that you're doing now, you know, bringing the questions up, it seems to me that the issues that you guys have been putting on the table, the other side is starting to talk about the same thing, as if you're setting the tone.
Well, activists generally make things popular and make it safe for, I call them the hashtag Democrats and the corporate Democrats to talk about, and that's what's happening. So it's always amusing to me when they talk about party unity. It usually means activists, please shut up. Party unity should mean everyone's voice is important. If they want unity, you know, the lieutenant governor currently and the governor, they don't have to run. They can drop out and support us. The only reason we have the rights that we have is through activism. The only way we're going to keep the rights and expand on them is through activism. And so it's time, you know, the corporate Democrats, they put their finger up and respond to the winds. I'm part of the folks who have been making the winds. And so we should have some of those folks in positions of power to actually do the things that they say.
If we change the schools the way you're talking about, changing our public schools and really revamp, you know, from your lecture, it sounds like you're talking about dismantling and starting over, scrapping the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. If you want to, you can't, I like the way the brother said, you can't retrofit justice. So you really have to just rethink the entire thing. And that's why it's such a difficult thing to do, because people make a lot of money off of the inequity that's here now.
And do you have the people in place, if you had to retrofit or restart the whole thing, do you have the people in place to make it happen?
I believe in September 13th we will.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was me, your personal Lavonia Mallory at the Citizens Actions School Not Jails panel discussion and community forum. I also interviewed Jemani Williams, New York City Council member who is running for lieutenant governor.